Lake Lure, North Carolina is just one of the many things about Western North Carolina that make it special. In addition to Chimney Rock, which has been a natural part of the spirit of Hickory Nut Gorge since humans have been living here, and which now is a part of the Chimney Rock National Park, there is a much more recent addition to the gorge, a man-made lake that is surrounded by hills and valleys and the Lake Lure Inn and Spa, which is allegedly haunted. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. The Lake Lure Inn and Spa is also the location for many of the iconic scenes from the movie Dirty Dancing, which brings me to the reason I gave Michelle McConnell-Yelton another call recently. It's time for the Dirty Dancing Festival. Michelle, we just talked about the Lake Lure Olympiad, and now we've got something else to talk about.
Yes, we have the Dirty Dancing Festival at Lake Lure on August 17th and 18th.
This is number three, right?
Yes, this is the third annual, and it's celebrating the 25th anniversary of the film.
Oh, really?
Yes. Can you believe it's been around 25 years?
I saw it when it first came out, and I loved it. It was so romantic.
It was.
I don't even watch movies like that anymore. It just kind of makes me sick. But, I mean, let's face it. It was just fabulous. And the dancing was incredible.
Oh, yes. And a lot of the festival is dedicated to dancing, so there will be plenty of it to go around.
Well, see, that's the thing about it. I can watch a movie that's romantic if it's got good dancing in it.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people can watch dancing, even the guys.
Yeah, especially when you see Patrick Swayze do it.
Oh, yeah. And it's such a huge part of our culture now, especially with all the reality shows. So it's definitely a popular pastime, if not to do, then to watch.
Right. So what do we got going on this year?
Well, we're starting Friday night with our Lakeside film screening, which is very popular. It's free. You can bring your blankets and lawn chairs, and we watch Dirty Dancing, and everyone does a collective swoon the first time they see Patrick walk on camera, so that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What time does that start?
That starts at 7 p.m. at Morse Park Meadows, which is Lake Lure's town park. And then we continue on Saturday from 9 to 4 with the Family Dance Festival. That's back at Morse Park Meadows. And we have dance lessons all day from the Asheville Ballet. We have performances from the Asheville Ballet as well that are reflective of those performances from the movie. We have a lot of legendary 60s soul bands like Billy Scott and the Party Prophets and the Clay Brown Band. So the Shaggers should definitely bring their shagging shoes. And we have games like the Watermelon Carrying Contest and our very famous Lake Lift competition. So we invite people to go ahead and start practicing to do the lift.
I can do that. I can't lift somebody else, but, I know I could do that if I could find somebody to lift me, especially now, because I don't weigh like I used to.
Well, then that'll be our new challenge, to find someone to lift Pam in the Lake Lift competition.
Because that would be so cool.
There is a sport for you in Lake Lure.
There is a sport for me in Lake Lure. I mean, I love to swim. I do. I'm a swimmer. But really, oh, man, that would be awesome.
Yeah, you should do it. And we close the day out with a SAG competition. So it's a packed day, and it's a lot of fun and heavy dancing.
And what time is the SAG competition?
That starts at 3 o'clock.
And what time does the shake contest wrap up?
It closes out at 4, and that's the end of the festival this year because we really wanted people to also enjoy the area. It gives them plenty of time to go to after parties at local restaurants. I know that the Lake Lorient Spa is planning to do something, so there's lots of options to go to for dinner, for shopping, and then just to enjoy the great outdoors that we have in Lake Lure and Chimney Rock.
So, in other words, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, okay, so yes, you can do some stuff in the evening, but what you really want to do is you want to spend the night.
Absolutely. And, plan on taking some hikes or the boat tour.
So we're encouraging people to come for the Dirty Dancing Festival Friday and Saturday, but then to plan to spend the night and explore all of the reasons that Lake Lure was named one of the top lakes in the country just about a month ago. What other things might interest people who've never been there before or want to come back and spend a family weekend?
Well, I would definitely recommend visiting Chimney Rock Park. It's an incredible view from the top. It's absolutely worth the stairs and the hiking if you are physically able. If nothing else, you can drive to the top and take an elevator to view the 75-mile panoramic view, which is incredible.
And the elevator has just been refurbished, correct?
It has, and I just took it last weekend, so I can testify that it's great and renovated and modern.
That's right. There have been a lot of refurbishments done over the past year.
Absolutely. A lot of the stairs to the chimney, there's 500 that lead up to the rock itself. Those have all been redone, and they are very sturdy and strong, especially if you're afraid of heights like I am. So it's very comforting to be walking on fresh stairs.
That's true, and I'm not a fan of heights either, but I can go up to the rock because it's such an incredible view that's been seen by mankind for millennia. And down in the town of Chimney Rock, there's always a lot of things to walk around and see.
Yes, and there's shops and great restaurants, and you can also do the river walk, which is a lovely walk along the river. It's an easy, relatively flat hike, but you go over some boulders and things like that, but it's great for kids especially. My kids absolutely love it, so it's a refreshing walk that has shade to it, which most people might be looking for in August.
So, how would one find out everything and anything you could ever want to know about the Dirty Dancing Festival and all of the other things you can do in and around Lake Lore?
If you want to learn more about the Dirty Dancing Festival, you can go to dirtydancingfestival.com. If you want to learn even more about the area and lodging and restaurant, go to www.rutherfordtourism.com.
Well, there you go. Michelle McConnell Yelton and McConnell Yelton PR, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam, for having me. I always enjoy talking with you.
And we are going to look around and try to find somebody to lift me, right?
It'll be like lifting a feather. So.
For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.